You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Today's passage is a beautiful, hope-filled promise of a coming Messiah, the anointed King, from Isaiah 11. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, and his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He judge by what his eyes see or decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth. And with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the girdle of his waist and faithfulness the girdle of his loins. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the lion and the fatling together. And the little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall feed. Their young shall lie down together. And the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The sucking child shall play over the hole of the asp. And the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. In that day the root of Jesse shall stand as an ensign to the peoples. Him shall the nations seek, and his dwellings shall be glorious. What a beautiful promise of a coming kingdom. But with small beginnings, verse 1, shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. So with just a shoot or a branch, something small that's weak, that's tender, from a stump, something that's cut off, shall come forth the coming king and the coming kingdom. What are the characteristics, qualifications of this Messiah, this coming king? Firstly, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. Perhaps that reminds us of the creation, in the beginning when the Spirit hovers over the face of the earth, or Jesus says his public ministry begins at baptism, the beginning of creation, the beginning of new creation. It's a spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, and might. Most of all, spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, and his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. These are the traits of the true ruler. This is what's required for good governance, for good judgment. And knowledge and fear of the Lord also allows the king to be a spiritual leader. Note, he doesn't judge by what his eyes see or decide by what his ears hear. He sees, he acts, he judges differently, not according to human ways, but according to God's ways and the wisdom of God. And he judges the poor, he decides with equity for the meek of the earth. And the main instrument or weapon of his judgment is it's his word, his spoken word, a reference again to Jesus. With the rod of his mouth, with the breath of his lips, he slays, he judges. Only this will bring good order. Only this will bring peace. And then we see in verses 6 through 9 this great reversal, this great upside-downness of the coming kingdom. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid. Things are reversed, things that shouldn't be are. And there's peace, there's unity, there's security, there's living together well, there's reconciliation. That would normally be dangerous and cause for alarm. The child playing over the hole of the asp or putting his hand in the adder's den isn't. Things that would normally cause destruction don't. See, the kingdom of God brings reversal. It brings a full establishment of peace and unity, of dwelling together. It's a redemption of God's created order. Again, in verse 9, all based on the knowledge of the Lord. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord. Then lastly, in verse 10, in that day the root of Jesse shall stand as an ensign to the peoples. Him shall the nation seek, and his dwelling shall be glorious. This establishing of the kingdom and the rule and the reign of God isn't just for God's own. It's for all peoples. It's for all nations. And this root of Jesse that stands as a sign, when does Jesus stand highest? It's when he's being lifted up on a cross, when he conquers sin and death. And he makes it possible for all to know true peace as they can enter the reign of God. So for each of us and for all of us in this season of Advent, this time of focusing on the coming of God and the coming of his kingdom, may our longing for his rule and his reign in our lives, in the lives of all around us, grow in this holy season.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.